are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. So I got a thing here. I'm about to do a dipper on Hollywood, but I've got a third dipper for the day that I've got to at least touch on first. So let me just call an audible here. I'm gonna use some of my radio host discretion here. So my third dipper is called vote shaming. I don't know if you saw this last night. JP, weigh in if you want to. But last night, apparently, they have unleashed the Obama. All right, they're worried. In my opinion, they are literally looking at a break glass in case of emergency thing, and they say break the glass and pull out the Obama. I will say, too, that one of the things that strikes me is if they're having to trot out the Obama, then that means they don't have any up-and-comers. If they're worried about catching hold of the young dynamic vote, which is partly what he was there for, he was doing the whole hipster thing when he comes out. Dude, your hair is white. Your hair is gray right now. And he's doing the whole hipster high-fiving and juking the crowd and giving them the business. And, you know, Anyway, the reality is if you're having to trot him out, you have to realize they don't have a bench of up-and-comers to campaign alongside the vice president. You're not seeing a whole lot of people. Like, okay, how about this? Where's the squad? Does she not want the squad next to her, or the young and hip and liberal? I mean, AOC, can AOC make the rounds with her? Doesn't that inspire people? Don't they want the young barista to come and tell them how to be? Apparently, they don't want to do that. They would rather bring out Obama. What you got?
I think this points out, too, that the Democratic Party is, you know, truly Trump is running against a machine, not a person. And I think
that's a great point.
This points to, wow, as well, when you talked about how Kamala didn't do an interview for the first like 3 months after she was appointed as the nominee, that shows that they don't. This is not an individual running. Kamala is not running. The Democratic machine is running against Trump. The Obamas, the Clintons. You know, I guess you can throw Biden in there as part of it, maybe. But it's not Kamala running. It's the machine running behind the facade that is Kamala.
It's a wow. Okay, I'm going to leave the show with you. I'm going to go home for the weekend. Now, that's good stuff. You're exactly right. And listen, she has also made their job very hard. Let's not be kidding ourselves. She's made their job. If you missed the first part of the show, the word salad bar, that's what I called it. The word salad bar, we talked about how she's, like he said, she did nothing in terms of interviews for the longest time. And then all of a sudden now it's a media blitz. Got to do them all. Who else can I get? Is there like anybody that's got a podcast? I'll go do it. And she's out there doing all these. And a lot of them are like softballs. Like when you're on The View and they're wanting to spoon with you on stage, it's just ugly, right? When Howard Stern is literally saying to her on the air, the sun will darken if you don't get elected. That's not a hard interview, all right? You're in a friendly, safe space. And yet she had her moments in every single one of them where she just hosed it. And I don't know if you saw this or not, one that I forgot to mention. It was not truly an interview. It was an opportunity to be presidential. So in the world in which we live, obviously Zoom calls can now also be televised. So there was a Zoom call of emergency responders briefing the president and others on updates for hurricane relief. And she's sitting there, and of course she has to ask a question because, you know, you gotta interject yourself so you can have the soundbite. At one point, though, it's kind of weird. Like, have you ever seen a football coach on the sidelines and they pick up their paper or their playlist and they hold it in front of their mouth? It's because they're blocking their mouth from being seen. At one point, Kamala literally puts her hands over her mouth as if she's trying to hide something she's saying, but like there's not a microphone, and the mic picks her up saying to somebody, it's a live broadcast. Apparently somebody was giving her insights and helping her with words she's supposed to be saying, and she was afraid they were coming through, so she was saying, it's a live podcast. Or broadcast. That was a very weird moment. She has been asked to respond to why that happened and what that was about. And last I checked, her campaign has chosen not to respond. So in the meantime, she's out there doing this stuff every day, but the machine that JP just talked about has felt the need to have to trot out. I mean, like, oh, Lord, what do we do? Can we? they can't take her down. There's only 25 days left to the election. They can't replace the presidential candidate again, can they? Can they make Obama do it? Can we do that? I guarantee you someone in the background has said, can we just bring Obama back? But what?
And, talking about Howard Stern earlier, did you see he said during the interview with her that, I don't like SNL making fun of you. And it's like Howard Stern, of all people, who makes fun of everybody. It's, I don't like SNL making fun of you because this election just has too much at stake.
He doesn't just make fun. He trashes and embarrasses people.
Who does anybody listen to the Howard Stern show anymore? Truth. Like, I feel like that's just a he's washed up at this point.
I think they've got him under contract and they can't get rid of him. He has tenure. He has some kind of former radio tenure and he's allowed to just carry on. I don't know. But yeah, you make a great point. He's made his career off being a shock jock and literally shocking people with things that he'll say. And then Saturday Night Live did a really funny skit. I mean, it was last Saturday. It was actually really funny. And they poked fun at both candidates. And they said that's the way they're going to run this season. They're going to run stuff that's going to affect both candidates. And they were doing one as if Kamala was sitting on the couch watching the vice presidential debate and literally having to come apart because she's like, should I have chosen somebody else? I mean, it was – and what's her name that plays Kamala has her spot on. But it was a funny, funny skit. All right, listen, all that to say, I had to touch on this. I'm not going to get to the whole vote shaming thing that I've got. But you got to recognize that when Obama comes out and gives a speech, which I didn't even finish saying, gives a speech and basically shames young black men for not voting for the woman of color, that's called vote shaming. And it's just weird. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.